Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 9. Coming up, security stipulations for new housing developments to come on stream. Children's Advocate endorses education as a means to stem child sexual abuse. And 23,000 private security guards to benefit from self-contributory health insurance scheme. The details after the break.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security, through the Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, has launched a self-contributory health insurance scheme for private security guards. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says the self-contributory health insurance scheme provided by Guardian Life Insurance will become effective on December 1.
It's three separate plans. The individual plan is less than $1,997. And then you have the $1,400, which you can put on a dependent. And then you have the $2,000 plus. It gives the security guard the assurance that they can treat with their health situation.
In the meantime, Minister Montague says there has been a joint cabinet submission with the Ministry of Labour to address service conditions for security guards. The government will be amending the law to ensure that developers implement specific security infrastructure in new developments. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says this will support the work of officers who are stationed in close proximity to the development.
This administration is taking to Parliament very soon an amendment to the law. If you are doing a development over 400 units, you must, at the developer's expense, establish a police post and CCTV cameras.
Minister Montague was speaking at a recently held town hall meeting for residents and business operators in the New Kingston district. The National Security Minister says the necessary support systems must be put in place to ensure safety and security within communities. The staging of the town hall meeting formed part of the ministry's strategy to engage citizens and inform them of plans and programs of the government. The diaspora is being targeted among the specific areas that will be engaged to attract investment for achieving economic growth. Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Michael Lee Chin, says the diaspora is a central repository for investment capital.
We intend to have visits to the diaspora nodes, Atlanta, New York, Miami, London, Canada, Toronto, etc., and expose them to exactly what it is we're doing so that they can be enlivened also.
Mr. Lee Chin was participating in a panel discussion and signing ceremony at the Courtly Auditorium earlier this week. He notes that other areas expected to drive growth include insurance, local and foreign investment, agriculture, and the business process outsourcing BPO industry. He says investments in renewable energy, mining, tourism, manufacturing, and infrastructure are also critical. And children's advocate Diane Gordon Harrison has endorsed the strategy by the Women's Leadership Initiative, WLI, of using education as a means of stemming the trend of child sexual abuse. Mrs. Gordon Harrison says when people become more aware of child sexual abuse, then it becomes easier to rescue vulnerable children.
With targeted education being imparted by those who are qualified to do so, persons become more aware of the attitudes or the telltale signs that you will need to spot in children who are in fact in trouble.
Statistics from the Office of the Children's Registry show that for the period 2007 to 2014, there were 16,790 reports of child sexual abuse, with 15,457 in relation to girls. For 2015, 11 boys and 50 girls were alleged to have been sexually abused by persons in authority in spaces such as schools, children's homes, and places of safety. For the January to September 2016 period, 17 boys and 90 girls were also alleged to have been sexually abused by persons in authority. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.